In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Welcome to our program Approaches. And tonight we will be busy with the question how to introduce the Holy Trinity. Many may consider the belief in the Trinity is the most complicated idea that we can deliver to the non-believers. Many may think it's not logic, it's not easy to accept, no need to present God in this way, and many believers may not understand the importance of saying the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Why don't we say just God and full stop? Why there should be some this kind of Son and Spirit in this relationship? So many ideas related to this faith. First of all, we need to know that we can present any belief in our Orthodox Christian belief, first of all, from the Bible background and also by examples and also the relational way. I mean that to present any idea, any belief, we need to go back to the Bible verses, next to simplify the truth by examples, and lastly, we should end the story by putting this applicable in our relationship with the Lord. So when we say, is it clear in the Bible, Old Testament and the New Testament, the idea of the Holy Trinity? Yes, it's clear. You know, in the book of Genesis, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. So, by saying the Spirit of God was there, and God said, so the Logos of God was there. So, there was the Father, the Son, or the Logos, and the Spirit. In another verse, in Isaiah 48, come near to me, hear this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning. From the time that it was, I was there. And now the Lord God and His Spirit have sent me. Who is speaking? The Lord Jesus Christ speaks. So our Lord Jesus is saying, the Lord God, the Father, and His Spirit have sent me. Because He started saying, come near to me, hear me, I'm from the beginning. So the Logos, our Lord Jesus speaks, He was from the beginning, He is living, and God the Father and His Spirit sent Him. You know, in the Old Testament, we know God the Father, but people couldn't see His Son because there was no incarnation yet. But our Lord Jesus Christ revealed Himself in many ways. In the Exodus, Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight. Why the bush does not burn? So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses, and he said, here I am. So our Lord Jesus Christ appeared to Moses in this way, revealed himself in the Old Testament, and he started saying, I am. This is the common I am given by the Lord Jesus Christ while he was living with the disciples. He said many, many times, I am the bread of life, I am the resurrection, I am the light of life, I am the way, I am the resurrection, everything. Then the Lord appeared to Abraham and said, to your descendants I will give this land. And there he built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. This kind of appearances of the Lord, he was the Logos, the Son of God. It happened with Isaac, with Jacob, with Solomon, with Isaiah, with Ezekiel, with Daniel. Let's give you this Daniel chapter 7, I was watching in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He came to the Ancient of Days. So he could see the Son of Man on the clouds coming to heaven to the Ancient of Days, as if he saw the Son of Man, our Lord Jesus Christ, coming back to heaven in his last day, in our last day, the resurrection. And they brought him near before him. So the idea or the belief in the Holy Trinity is quite clear in the New Testament. About the Spirit of God, it was written in the book of Genesis that Pharaoh said to his servants, can we find such a one as this, a man in whom is the Spirit of God? And also in the book of Job, the Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty give me life. Another book said, the Spirit lifted me up and brought me in the vision by the Spirit of God. So the word Spirit of God is very common in the Old Testament. So let's put it in this way. God the Father, He is God who exists everywhere and before ages. He is my Father. God the Son, He is God who exists here with me and everywhere and before ages. He is my Savior. God the Holy Spirit, He is God who exists here inside me. He is my life. So when I speak to God the Father, He is my Father. When I speak to God the Son, He is my Savior. When I speak to the Holy Spirit, He is God living inside me. So I'm speaking with the Holy Trinity without separation. So we have no anxiety to speak with any of the persons of the Holy Trinity. There is no worry in talking about one or two or three. Also in the New Testament, it was more clear that the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form like a dove upon him, and voice came from heaven which said, you are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased. Also in the Gospel of St. John, in the beginning was the Word, or the Logos, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Also when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Helper is the Spirit, and this is the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, He will testify of me. So Lord Jesus Christ speaking about the Father and about His Spirit. Also in the Gospel of St. Matthew, in his last verse, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Also, He will glorify me. He will take of what is mine and declare it to you. So it's quite clear in the New Testament the presence of the God, of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. In the books of St. Paul was written, God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. Also, St. Peter said, searching what or what manner of times the Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating when He testified beforehand the suffering of Christ and the glories that would follow. So you can see in the Gospel, in the books of St. Paul, in the books of other disciples, and also in the books of the prophets in the Old Testament, and all the books of the New and Old Testament testify the existence of God the Trinity. God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And you know, when we pray to the Father through the Spirit in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we have a real relationship with the Holy Trinity. Next time we will continue how to introduce this faith of Holy Trinity. Glory to God. Amen.